Chagiga, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel 2-3. And the primary point of our Mishnah here is that according to Beis Shammai, one does not bring his Olas Re'iyah on Yom Tov. Rather, he pushes it off till the next day, and then he'll bring his Olas Re'iyah the day after Yom Tov, or any of the 6 days after Yom Tov, as part of the days of Tashlumin. Now, let me explain why. Shechting an animal and bringing it as a korban involves all sorts of malachas, and one can't do that willy-nilly. One can't do it on Shabbos under normal circumstances, and the question is to what extent he may do it on Yom Tov. Now, everyone's going to agree, and I say everyone, I mean Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, they'll agree that, let's say, a korban musaf certainly can be brought on Yom Tov. And the reason why is because it's got to be brought b'mo'ado, it's got a fixed time, a zman kavua for being brought. The pasuk says b'mo'ado, in its proper time it must be brought, and therefore the musaf and those extra offerings brought specifically for Yom Tov are brought on Yom Tov. On the other extreme, everyone agrees that you can't bring like a voluntary offering, like a neder nadava on Yom Tov, certainly not Shabbos, you push it off till afterwards. Now the question is, what's with the chagiga, meaning the Olas Chagiga, excuse me, the Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha for that matter, as well as the Olas Re'iyah. So everyone is actually going to agree, including Beis Shammai, that you can bring your Chagiga, your Shalmei Chagiga, and even Shalmei Simcha if you need it, on Yom Tov. The reason why is because, and I'll focus on Beis Shammai here, it meets two separate criteria. The first one is that though it's not exactly Zmano Kavu, it's not exactly a fixed time, I mean, it's not just the only day you can bring it as Yom Tov, it's a quasi-fixed time because it has to be brought on Yom Tov or the next 6 days. So it's a quasi-fixed time, and that coupled with the fact that on Yom Tov you're allowed to do Malacha for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, for food consumption, and that when it comes to the Chagiga, which is the Shlamim, you're eating it, so those things combined make it permitted to bring the Chagiga, or Shalmei Simcha, on Yom Tov. Meaning if you, according to Beis Shammai, if you're missing either of those two criteria, meaning either A, let's say you want to bring just a generic Shlamim that was a nether, you committed to bring it before, since it's not Zman Kavu at all, it's not a fixed time in any way, can't be brought. On the flip side, if it is a bit of a Zman Kavua, quasi-Zman Kavua, in the case of, say, Olas Re'iyah, but it's not for eating, because the Ola is burned and not eaten, again, according to Beis Shammai, it cannot be brought. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Beis Shammai Omrim Mevi'in Shlamim. You, yes, may bring your Shlamim on Yom Tov, because your Shlamim, whether you're talking about Shalmei Chagiga or Shalmei Simcha for eating, and therefore it meets, or those two things meet both criteria of being to some degree of a fixed time, and for the sake of eating, therefore it's permitted. But the Ein Som Chal Alehen, Beis Shammai point out, as we did in the previous Mishnah, you cannot do Smicha, according to Beis Shammai, on Yom Tov. You'd have to do the Smicha of your Chagiga on Erev Yom Tov. Avalo Olos, but Beis Shammai say you may not bring an Ola, even the Olos Re'iyah that has to come on Yom Tov. You bring it the day after Yom Tov, because it's not for eating and therefore it's not permitted to bring. You can wait till the day afterwards. Ubeisil Omin, Beisil say no, it's all permitted. Maybe in Shlamim Ba'olos, you can bring both the Shlamim, because it's got to be brought on the day, and it's for eating, as well as the Ola, because also brought on the day. He actually has a drusher for that also. I'll get to the drushers in a second. And also Vesom Chalein, also Beis Hillel say you can do Smicha on Yom Tov, both for your Chagiga as well as your Olas Re'iyah. All of that is permitted. Now, the technical limudim here is that the Pasuk, I'll go back now to Beis Shammai, the Pasuk in Bamidbar Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed Hey, that's 29:35, says Atzeres Tielachem, referring to Shavuos, will be a it's the Shmini Atzeres we're talking about here, the 8th day of Sukkot. Atzeres Tielachem, Kol Melechas Avodu Lo Sasu, and the drush is Lachem, it'll be for you. What that is, which is for you, is permitted, but not L'Gavoa, not which is for Hashem. So that being the case, since you're bringing a Chagiga Lachem for yourselves to eat, also, it's permitted. But when you're doing something like bringing an Ola, which is entirely for Hashem, it's not permitted to be brought. And therefore, you push off to the next day. Beis Hillel, however, learned differently. First of all, they say that there's another pasuk in Devarim, This is a pasuk perik tes zayin pasuk ches, so that's 16:8. It says atzeres lashem. That's the pasuk in the last day of Pesach, and it says lashem. It's for Hashem. So therefore, the darshan that you can bring it out for Hashem also. You can shecht an animal. It's for Hashem also, not just for you. There's a separate. Fine after that. But as far as the lechem, base Hillel say that lechem is coming to tell you that you can shecht it for you, meaning a Jew, you can do an ola, but you can't bring it for a Gentile or for a club and for, you know, to end up feeding to animals. Korbanos, you may not do those kinds of olas that are shechted on Yom Tov. The lech, of course, is like base Hillel, so one can do, one does bring, and Bez Hashem will, we will bring our chagiga and our olas ru'iya and Shalom Simcha, we need them on Yom Tov itself. We'll do smicha on Yom Tov, Bez Hashem, all according to Beis Hillel.